Disclaimer. This is an age-play interpretation of a classical poem from childhood. To be clear, there are absolutely zero minors, perceived or intended, that are contained or imagined within this voice acting script. It will become evident early in the course of this piece that the subject is little. You may think the intent is to portray him as young, like really young, like very, 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 very young, but just to be clear, he is not so young that you should automatically assume he is a toddler, nor a child, nor a preteen, nor a tween, or even a young, corny teenage pervert. He is none of those things. Well, except a pervert. He does like young girls. It will be not so explicit, however, if he just likes to French kiss pretty little girls, fondle their tiny little boobies behind the shed, or flat-out kitty-fuck the living shit out of their hairless baby slits. Likewise, it should be stated that none of the subjects in the piece are little girls, even if performed by a voice that sounds like that of a little underaged girl who has not yet hit puberty. Daddy says you can rest assured that is not the case. I'm now a big girl and a good girl. There may have been rumors that early versions of this adaptation detailed the subject's playground exploits with really underaged girls in which he decided to cleanse them of their cooties at the top of the covered plastic slide. This part was removed to avoid the subject of cooties out of respect to its topical proximity to the current pandemic. Also, about the so-called wrestling matches held with the little neighborhood kids, where the loser had to suck doggy cocks? Well, this unfortunately had to be nixed on account of PETA's legal... injunctions? Please note, it may be beneficial to your understanding of the content to remember that the story's central character was the one holding the dogs in place while forcing their doggy cocks into the little children's crying faces. We feel this was a great loss, as it was the primary cause of the subject's primary dilemma and ultimately his demise. There are other important details about this tale of canine karma we had to drop, including the backstory of how he inherited these taboo lusts for doing very illegal things to underage preteen girls from his pedophile father, who is now in jail after driving that bus full of elementary school girls to his cabin deep, deep in the woods and having his friends make all those child porn videos in place of driving them to day camp. While admittedly delightful content, it was deemed non-essential and is now a depleted plot. Finally, this voice-only script is for and between role-playing and or age-playing adults who are over the age of 18, and is not meant for little underage girls, boys, or talking dogs. Please, kids, stop listening, and stay out of your daddy's FSA porn audio stash. I now present to you my age-play adaptation. Please. Little Adam Haddam. The end. Thank you.